All right, what is going on, everybody? Welcome back to another day of Saber Sims DFS Office Hours. Today is Wednesday, June 25th of 2025. Looking ahead here, we had a four-game early MLB slate get underway already. Good luck to all of you playing that slate. We have an eight-game MLB main slate coming up in a couple of hours here. We had 23 tennis matches get underway earlier today. We have a two-game WNBA slate later, and then we have golf teeing off early tomorrow morning. So, should be a fun day of DFS. For those of you who are new here, welcome. My name is Andrew. I'm one of the coaches over here at SaberSim. This is a show where we go over how to use the SaberSim app, answer any and all DFS-related questions, get your questions in one of three ways here. First off, send us an email, support@sabersim.com. Second, post it live in the YouTube chat. Third way, post it in the Office Hours channel in our Discord server. If you're not in our Discord and want to get access to that channel, there is a link in the description of this video. You also get access to our similar channels, individual sport channels, and you get access to the rest of the SaberSim team. So can't say enough good things about the Discord. But with that said, we do this show Monday through Friday, 4 p.m. Eastern, and then we do this show on Saturdays at 12:30 p.m. Eastern. So tune in any one of those days. Get your questions answered. All right. With that said, let's get SaberSim up on the screen. So no questions to get us started today. So we will jump straight into a build review. It is Wednesday, so we do like to do golf build reviews on a Wednesday. So we'll probably talk some MLB main slate. Definitely going to talk some golf here. Let's see, turn off show selected date. Cool. So we have PGA Tour. I believe it's the Rocket Classic teeing off tomorrow. So let's hop over there. Let's go over to build lineups. Cool. So I think we'll probably do a starter demo. I can't remember the last time we did like a starter golf demo. So that's perfect, right? We'll mix it up here. So we're going to build some lineups for golf for tomorrow. So say I'm playing 500 lineups. I'm not going to touch min or max salary. I'm not going to set any type of rules. There is an opportunity to set rules, actually, now that I think about it. If we like check like the golf weather report here. Ooh, interesting golf weekend. Thursday AM. This is a RotoGrinders free page run by Kevin Roth. Thursday morning, wind-wise, things look good. Wind-wise, things look good Thursday. Winds a bit above 5 miles per hour for most of the morning, or shower or storm is possible at any time. Thursday afternoon, again, the winds are fairly light, 5 to 10 miles per hour, but a shower or storm is possible at any point. Friday morning, while winds initially start in a good spot, 5 to 10 miles per hour, they likely exceed 10 miles per hour by the late morning. There is, again, a chance of a storm. Friday afternoon, winds peak in the early afternoon, sustained 10 to 15 miles per hour with 20 to 25 mile per hour gusts. Winds may taper off some in the late afternoon, but I expect the early to mid afternoon is likely the windiest time frame of the tournament. There's also, again, a chance for a shower or storm. Green weekend, or for the weekend report, winds are light all weekend long, chances of rain are slim. Overall, both Thursday and Friday bring chances for rain. Not much we can do about that. I'm more interested in the wind on Friday. It's impossible to avoid the wind fully, but I think the best draw would be for the very early morning golfers. Wind would pick up late for them. Late morning or early afternoon golfers would have to contend with wind all round long, while those in the very late afternoon may see some slight relief late round. I wouldn't say I have high confidence that there will be any actionable weather advantage this week. All right. So that's the weather report here. Interesting. You know, why don't we just like build as if there is like a weather edge? You know, it's not something we always get to kind of try and like optimize for here. So I'd be interested to give it a shot and see like, hey, you know, if there was a weather edge, what would we do about it? Right. So we're going to go with the Friday PM Thursday PM, Friday morning wave as like the best wave here, right? So what I would do is first thing I would do is I would sort by tee time in the app, right? Okay, I come in, I sort by tee time. I'm looking for like a big gap here, okay? So I'm scrolling down. And here it is, right? There's like a big 3-hour gap between Dominic Clemens at 8:57 a.m. specific time, and then Justin Lower 12:10 p.m., right? So like big three plus hour gap here. Okay, so we want to favor the afternoon on Thursday because those golfers will get the morning round on Friday, right? That's how it works. It flip-flops. Okay, so I go over to rules. I go to add new rule. Then what I do is I'm going to tell the builder, hey, I want to use at least four, right? What I'm doing here is I'm making sure that over half of the players in my lineup are going to be from the wave that I want, right? Okay, so use at least four, leave group by unchecked, go to requirements, and then I would say tee time is after, and then I just need to put 09, 08 doesn't really matter, but I'll just put 0 a.m. So I can actually see what this does, right? By saving this as like a manual rule. So basically, hold on, open this, open that. So it goes and gets all the golfers after the time slot, puts them in one big group, and then says use all these players. So instead of you having to manually select 81 golfers, it does it for you, right? So that rule is doing exactly what we wanted, which is perfect. So we have this rule on now. So I think we're about ready to build, right? No other changes that we really care to make here. We made our two adjustments to projections, and that's it, right? So I'm going to send this off. Click build. Doing 500 lineups here. All right. So we get into the post build. We're going to turn off the contest sim. Golf has its own saber score. Just so you know, the golf saber score is kind of like MMA, where it's a little bit different from like the other classic type sports of like NBA, of NFL, of MLB, right? That's what it's doing here, being a little more specific. So it'll say golf. You still want to click the size of the contest you're primarily optimizing for. You can always click the biggest one and let that use that one for all your contests. Totally fine to do. So we set our right saber score. Say we're building 20 lineups. Okay, we have an average projection aggregate metric, which is great. I scroll down to the last lineup in my set of 20. And now I start analyzing this, right? Okay, so I'm looking at like some of my leverages. Obviously, like most of our highest leverage plays are coming from all these afternoon golfers. That's kind of what we expect here, right? But maybe we still want to try and flatten it out even, you know, a little bit here. Okay, so then I go over to my uniques. I move it from 1 to 2. And notice nothing changed, right? Some people might think like, hey, you know, this is broken. Why didn't anything change? What that actually means is that every lineup in your top 20 already has two players different from every other lineup. So that is a good thing to see the diversification in your sets right away. Okay, crank this up to 3. Okay, so now we see some change, right? Now we're down to lineup 24. Projection moves slightly here. Exposures move slightly. Okay, so then we go from 3 uniques to 4 uniques. Projection moves again a little bit. We're down to lineup 40. But our exposures are coming down, right? They were at like 50% highest now. Highest is like 40%. And there's only like one person over a 20% positive leverage. So my opinion, you know, I'm kind of okay with this. Just having this like one kind of stand that we're taking. Again, it is a golfer from the afternoon wave. So that's a good thing, right? All of our top exposures are to a lot of our top leverages are. I think this is fine, right? You could try and go further, you know, if you wanted to. I feel like you're probably going to end up sacrificing more. So you sacrifice a couple more points in projection, but now everyone is like really flat. Highest exposed golfer, 26%. Now, you know, we're starting to work in some of the morning golfers in here as well. Could possibly be a good strategy, you know, totally up to you what you're trying to do here. But for me, I think I'd probably be like a little more okay with 4, especially if I'm trying to exploit something. And here, you know, I said I want to exploit the afternoon golfers on Thursday having possibly better weather advantage here. So that's what I'd be trying to do But that's just, and then again, right? We're not that far down in our pool. I wonder how far down we are at five. At five, yeah, we have to go really far, right? 474, 291. Those are like the only two lineups past like the 50% mark. I don't know if I hate that or not, but I think. But if you're building lineups for golf on starter, I think that this should get you moving in a good direction here. All right. That was our golf demo for the day. We will jump back to MLB. And we will do an ultimate demo here. So going to do 5,000 lineups, 8-game slate. I'm inclined to bump min salary a little bit here. Turn on a don't use batters against opposing pitchers rule. Make two small adjustments to projections. All right. That looks good. I'm going to build lineups and then we'll just use the default contest sim for this. No problems with that. Cool. So let these lineups build. All right. Build is almost done here. And lineups are loading up now. Cool. So we're in the post build. Contest sim should kick off automatically here, which it does, which is great. If yours doesn't do that and you want it to, go to this gear icon, turn on this run contest sim automatically after build button, and it will do that for you going forward. All right. So sim is running. We have a projection aggregate metric. We'll add an ROI one. Going to sort by exposure. Let this contest sim finish processing. It does. Okay, great. Go in, add in an average ROI, save. And we're pretty good here. So I think that some ownership updates are due for some of these players because we're getting like a lot of so anyways, we're going to start, you know, normal process here. Let's say we're building 150 lineups. Okay, so first thing I like to do is turn on an ROI greater than zero filter here. And then I always name it, that way I can reuse it on future slates. That moves about 1,500 lineups into the trash, which is a good starting point. It's just more really like a safety net to make sure that when we make changes, we don't go too far down in our pool at any time. All right. So now I'm going to start cranking up the uniques, right? So we're going to go from one to two. Projections at 98. ROI is like 550-ish. And we're mostly, you know, hoping for some of this hot, very, very high leverage to go down. Because it's just a little aggressive, right? 72% six hitter for Philly. Don't know if I love that. So we're going to basically sacrifice as much projection and ROI as we need in order to drop these numbers. And that's okay, right? We're consciously trading the projection and ROI for a more risk averse approach, right? Okay. So there's a really big jump here between like five and six. At five, we are at 41% exposure, then 39, then 37 to like all of these Philly hitters. And then at six, We lose a lot of them. That seems okay with me, right? We want to flatten out here. We see some Dodgers creeping up and they're in Coors. This is a way better mix here, right? I go to my batters. I see that, okay, my top exposed batter is still a Philly, but it's 22%, right? And then a couple Dodgers at 19, some more Phillies in like the 15 to 20% range. You know, this is, we are still taking a stand on them, but we are taking a smaller stand on them, right? And that's an generally a good thing to do with your batters, right? You want to be a little bit more spread out for such high variance players. So I really like this where we're kind of ending up here. If I go over to pitchers, very, very flat at the pitcher, a little under on Wheeler. I think that's okay. It's not like a huge stand against him. So this seems okay being like super flat here. We go over to stack exposures, 5-2s, 5-3s. So a lot of correlation dominating our stack types. And then we see Phillies, Dodgers, and then we see a big mix, right? Some Seattle, some Houston, some Cubs, some Atlanta. So very, very flat thereafter. You know, this is, in my opinion, the best way to use the mean uniques and to so even though, you know, our ROI has come down here, right? We still know, hey, we're not playing negative ROI lineups because we have that filter on. So we're getting a lot more spread out. We're still taking some stands, but we're being conscious of the stands that we're taking. So if fire building lineups today, 150, this is exactly what I would be trying to do. All right, question from Mark. For those of us that don't have access to the contest sims, is there a way to emulate filtering out less than 0% ROI using a Saber score? Good question. So one thing that we talk about a lot, and we'll go back to golf here because we did like a Saber score demo for golf, and this concept will like apply to other sports as well. So with when I was doing this golf demo, we were keeping an eye on how far down in our pool we were going. Right. So like when we were at five uniques, we got all the way down to like 474, 291, this out of 500. Right. We were being I am purposefully being careful with how far down in my pool I'm going because I know that Saber score, there isn't like such a definitive measuring stick as to which Saber score is good and which Saber score is bad, right? Like I can't say, oh, Saber score over 110 is positive and then Saber score under 110 is negative ROI, right? That doesn't exist. So what we found, right, or generally what I do is I know that when I filter for ROI greater than zero in any of these sports, right? Like we'll go back to baseball now because we have that filter there and we already ran that contest sim. So when we go back to baseball, and we'll let this load back up, and we go to this filter, right? We turn on this filter. It trashed here about 30% of our lineups, okay? I think it's like a little bit on the low side. I see this filter do anywhere from like 30 to 50%. So what I generally tell people is like, hey, when you're using Saber score, try and stay in the top 25 to 50% of your pool. Because if you're using Saber score and you're staying higher in your pool, well, you're less likely to run into that 30 to 50% of the lineups that are being thrown in the trash. Now, I'm not saying that, you know, all of the top lineups are positive ROI, but I bet you more of them are because Saber score was derived using contest sims, right? We used contest sims and back-tested contests to figure out which variables at which weight for which size contests produce the best results, right? So Saber score and contest sims are definitely correlated. And then the Saber score just casts like a little bit bigger umbrella on as to which contests kind of fall within which bucket. So if you're staying in the top 25%, the top 50%, you're way more likely to be playing positive expected value lineups. So that's what I would be doing if I was using Saber score and I didn't have it, you know, an ROI greater than zero filter to just have that like clear-cut line. But good question there. Good question there. Taking a look in office hours. Looks like we're caught up there. So we knocked out this golf starter demo. We did a ultimate demo for MLB. Got through the questions here. I think we're all set. Appreciate you guys tuning in. I'll be back tomorrow, 4 p.m. Eastern for our next show. Mark said, thanks. You're welcome. But until then, everybody, take care. Good luck. Thanks. Bye.